And that's Brave by Sarah Bareilles. You're tuned to Travel Writers Radio. Well, while we usually speak to authors on food and travel, we also cover lifestyle, which can be a very broad area of life experiences. So Graham Kemlow arranged to speak earlier today with a children's book author, Devon Sillett, who is also completing PhD research on Australian children's picture books. Devon has just released her latest book, Scaredy Book, which is about being brave, taking risks and living to tell the tale. So it probably could relate really well to travel.
Devon, welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I've come upon you because your publishers have sent me a copy of Scaredy Book, which is your latest children's book. It's a book maybe as much for parents as it is for children in trying to sort of build self-esteem and have them not be fearful and be brave, I think, is probably the short term for what you've done with this book. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in terms of encouraging children to be brave, my main goal with this book was to show bravery in a slightly different light than what we might be used to seeing, because the main character, whose name is Book, doesn't stop being a little bit worried or anxious, but despite this, faces some of his fears. And so my goal here was to show that bravery comes in many forms, and it doesn't mean just because you're afraid that you're not being brave.
Right.
So I hope to instill a sense of pride and confidence in children, regardless of their approach to bravery.
Right, okay. So it's like the butterflies just before you go on stage. Is that what you're trying to harness?
Yeah, I think that's a really articulate way of putting it. Yes, exactly.
Okay. Devon, your background, you're a writer, but you almost sound like a child psychologist in some of what you're conveying here. Obviously, your study is an area of particular interest to you. So what caused you to produce this particular book?
Well, a lot of my research, I think the reason I come across this way, a lot of my research, there is articles written in psychology journals and pedagogical articles, that sort of thing, as well as literary studies. The reason, so my main focus for my PhD is gender and some diversity in Australian children's picture books.
Right.
And so my main goal when I construct characters, well, my first goal, of course, is to create a fun story.
Yeah.
I think that's my preference for any book.
Yeah.
But when I create my stories, I try to shine a light on a type of character that doesn't necessarily garner a lot of attention. So, for instance, there was Book and his approach to bravery. And then there's Emma, and she's a character that helps him along, but she's not gregarious or particularly outgoing, but that doesn't mean she's shy. You can be quiet and confident at the same time, and she has a real sense of self. Hopefully that's conveyed. I think the illustrators done an excellent job of creating a visual for that. And so, yeah, there were a few things in this book I wanted to achieve, and that was one of them, to show that you can be all sorts of characters and do all sorts of things and not be pigeonholed, because children, and the research reflects this, tend to be exposed to repeated versions of characters and messages. So it's really important to approach these from a unique aspect, or a unique angle, rather, so that children can understand that who they are, if it doesn't fit into this pigeonhole of who they think they should be, that that's okay, that you can be quiet and yet confident, and that doesn't mean you're shy, or you can be shy but still brave,
right,
despite that. So, yeah.
Okay. So have you tried this book out on children of the age group? I think this is 4 to 8 years, this particular book. How do the kids respond to it?
Well, My number one fan is my 4-year-old son, so he loves it. But of course, his name is in the dedication, so I think I had some brownie points there.
Yeah,
but we had the book launch recently. The kids loved it, and, you know, it's a metafiction book, which means it's a book that acknowledges that it's a book.
Right.
And so, but, you know, that's a fun thing for kids to explore and to imagine their books as friends and personified. So it went down pretty well, if I do say so myself.
Okay. I have had a look through it, and I think I found it interesting. But I wondered whether the kids would actually get the messages that are maybe subliminal in it. But often you find things on television, for example, that are ostensibly focused on children but often have messages more akin to the adults who might be watching in the background.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, when I first started writing picture book manuscripts before my first book, which was A Leaky Story, I did that a little too much, actually. I had one publisher say, I think you write for adults. And I thought, no, that's not my intent. I can't help it. I have all these little jokes I want to slip in there. Not inappropriate jokes, just, you know, that would go over the heads of kids of the demographic that picture books are for. But yeah, and I think with this particular book, Cara King, who I think I mentioned is the illustrator, she came up with these cute little jokes in there that parents would understand. There's a particular spread, I don't know if you have it in front of you, that I'm thinking of with airplanes. And she's, every book has like a little title, and those were her ideas.
Right.
And part of the magic of picture books is that there's multiple narratives that occur at the same time. So there's the narrative I originally created. Then there's the narrative that an illustrator, in this case, Cara, brought to the page. So she actually infuses her own ideas in the story.
Yeah.
And then there's the combination, which is what ultimately the reader will receive and interpret. So there's three main narratives going on. In this case, I think a lot of the adult little jokes and nods came from her. But of course, I always prefer that because Lord knows my children make me sit through some really, really dry films and books that are really, really age appropriate. So I always appreciate when there's a joke or two or a nod to something that's a little bit more my level in there to keep my attention.
Right. Now, do you think books are at all going out of fashion? I know you're doing your PhD on picture books, but do you think there's a risk that maybe technology is just going to totally take over?
Absolutely not. So there's a couple, well, I could talk about this for a long time because I've studied it. So I'll try and keep it concise. No, the research reflects this too. So there was a dip in book sales. There was a lot of concern in the industry, but children's books actually pretty much sustain their numbers, and the other books are coming back into fashion. That's what the statistics reflect.
Okay.
So I think what that shows is that most people have a real love and attachment to the tangible interaction with their books. However, that being said, I am absolutely not someone who is against e-technologies and e-books because books take up a lot of space. Someone like me who's an avid reader can only have so much room, so I can fit an entire library's worth on a digital technology, which I think is excellent. And in terms of picture books for children, we have a long way to go. They don't usually translate very well yet. Creators don't always take advantage of the digital technology, and as a result, they're still pretty much rooted in the classic we would call codex form, so the hardback or paperback version at the moment. That being said, I think this will change in the future, and I don't think that's a problem. I think that's exciting. It's like language. It changes and it morphs, and it's somewhat inevitable, but not necessarily a bad thing.
Okay. Well, that sounds fascinating. I imagine this book you're hoping that the parents are going to read aloud to the younger children, and then maybe they'll, when they can read, they'll do it themselves, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think part of the experience for picture books that I think so magical, and that was magical for me, was the experience I had with my parents reading to me. I first fell in love with it because of, I first fell in love with picture books because of how magical and special it felt when they were reading, and I was able to accomplish something by seeing the picture on the page, which matched what they were discussing. So in their own way, children are reading. They're reading the pictures, which is an introduction in a way to reading books. And, you know, so that interaction is really special between parents and children. And then as they age, they move on and up to junior fiction. But hopefully, Scary Book and other books will keep them coming back because of the happy memories they have reading them with their parents or their grandparents or their caregivers or teachers or what have you.
Well, Devon Sillette, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts with us on children's literature. Good luck with the PhD. I know what a big chore that can be. When do you expect to graduate with your PhD?
Thank you so much. Yeah, I decided to have two children in the middle of it. Brilliant move on my part.
Oh, well, good luck with that all. And thanks very much for talking to us on Travel Writers Radio.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And that was children's author Devon Sillette speaking with Graham Kemlow.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.